Now, another type of letter of credit is anticipatory letter of credit. Anticipatory letter of credit is nothing but it provides for the payment to the beneficiary at the post-shipment stage, that is against the shipping document. But in case of anticipatory credit, as the name suggests, payment is made to the beneficiary at the pre-shipment stage itself in anticipation of his actual shipment and submission of bills to the future date. So whatever letter of credit is issued is permits to make the payment to the supplier of the goods. Then he will ship the goods, then he will submit the document. More risk is there. That risk is undertaken by the NC opening bank. That is why it says the credit is anticipatory. Now, anticipatory word cannot be used because a credit contains the special clause with authorization of the bank for making the payment, making the payment in advance to the beneficiary, which is recovered from the beneficiary out of the proceeds of the bills to be presented under this letter of credit. But if no presentation is made, the recovery will be made from the LC opening bank who is instructing them. So, the anticipatory credit is of two types. One is red clause letter of credit and second one is green clause letter of credit. What is meant by red clause letter of credit? Red clause letter of credit gives pre-shipment advance before sending the product or before granting or before export is made, before shipment of the goods is made. It gives an opportunity and instruction to the beneficiary bank to make the payment to him so as to procure the goods, process the goods, manufacture the goods, and thereafter make it competent for shipment. Okay, so red clause LC is giving the instruction to finance to the beneficiary much before the export happens. That is called red clause letter of credit. And in case export doesn't happen, the undertaking clause stipulates that in letter of credit that LC opening bank will make good for the amount to the bank, that is beneficiary bank, who has made advance to him, along with the interest. This type of letter of credit is called as a red clause letter of credit. In addition to making finance to the beneficiary, the letter of credit also stipulates one more clause below that. It says, you advance him much before this export happens or goods exported. In addition to that, when you give an advance and when the goods are ready for the ship slowly, or the goods which are procured for the purpose of shipment, you may take charge of that. Provide a facility to the exporter to store it. And warehousing facility you should provide, and that too you insure the goods also. So insurance also you take. Whatever charges are there, I am ready to make the payment to you. This additional clause, when it is incorporated, then that red clause LC becomes green clause LC. So red clause LC consists the clause which is making the financing arrangement to the beneficiary much before the export happens. And green clause letter of credit gives the additional facility to provide the warehousing facility as well as the insurance for the insurance for the goods, and the charges will be a part of the goods which are stored, which is pending availability of the ship and shipping space. This can happen up to the ship is available for shipment. Having understood this anticipatory credit, which consists of two types of credits, one is red clause credit, second one is a green clause letter of credit. Another letter of credit is back-to-back letter of credit, which is called back-to-back letter of credit. Back-to-back letter of credit is nothing but it is issued in case of intermediary trade. Intermediary trade means in addition to the original trade, there is one more trade cycle is happening. So intermediate companies, trading houses are sometimes required to open the LCs by the supplier and receive the export LC from the buyer. So, the bank will issue the letter of credit after receipt of the export letter of credit for the intermediary company, which is secured by the export LC, that is master LC. This LC is called as a back-to-back LC. So, one LC for procurement of the goods separately will be issued. And what is the security for that? Security is the original export LC which is received by them. Such a kind of letter of credit which is issued is called as a back-to-back letter of credit. Okay? Back-to-back letter of credit is also called as the countervailing credit, a credit which is known back-to-back credit when LC is opened with the security of another letter of credit. The parties to the back-to-back letter of credit are the buyer and his bank as the issuer of the original letter of credit, seller or the manufacturer and his bank, and third one, the manufacturer's subcontractor and his bank. These are the parties to back-to-back letter of credit. Question is, why this back-to-back letter of credit is required? That is because the ultimate buyer is not ready for transferable credit, number one. He is not ready to transfer the credit. Though other party is having the ready goods, but he will not say because he wanted to maintain the confidentiality. If I give it to transferable, his name will be disclosed and tomorrow another order will not be received by me, but it will be procured from him. That is why the transferable letter of credit is not ready for transferable letter of credit. Okay, then another reason is for the back-to-back letter of credit is the beneficiary do not want to disclose the source of supply of operations. That is what I explained. Manufacturer demands on the payment against the document for the goods, but beneficiary of the credit is short of funds. So under these circumstances, LC is the considered as a better security. Now another type of letter of credit is revolving letter of credit. Revolving letter of credit is one where under the terms and conditions of the credit, the amount is revived and reinstated without requiring the specific amendment to the credit. That means when there are multiple shipments in one letter of credit happens, and LC value, suppose for it is a $1 million and say $25,000 LC is, goods are already shipped. Once the goods are shipped, then it is considered as LC is utilized. But once it is endorsed that LC is utilized, amount will again re-enact. So whatever the balance, $75,000. Again, $75,000 becomes $1 million. $75,000 becomes $1 million by adding whatever shipment is made that is getting added into it, and it will be reinstated. Okay, this requires, it doesn't require any specific amendment. The amount under the credit can be revolved in relation to the time and value. The basic principle of revolving letter of credit is, after a drawing is made, that is shipment is made, credit reverts to its original amount for reissue by the beneficiary. And there are two types of revolving credits. The first one is revolving credit is the credit getting reinstated immediately after the drawing is made. And second one is revolving the credit, that the credit reverts to the original amount only after it is confirmed by the issuing bank. These type of LCs are called revolving letter of credit. What happens after issuance of this kind of revolving letter of credit? This avoids amendment to the original letter of credit. Number of LC are not required to be opened. The cost will be saved, and that is the major benefit to the LC issuer. And LC issue, that is the buyer of the goods, right? Another type of letter of credit is a standby letter of credit. Standby letter of credit is nothing but it is a guarantee. Okay, the main difference between the standby letter of credit and commercial letter of credit, what we have discussed now, is intention of issuing this type of credit. Generally, standby letter of credit are used to support the applicant's position in a contractual relationship where applicant of the standby letter of credit is expected to fulfill the obligation. And in case of failure of the applicant, the beneficiary of the standby letter of credit can draw the credit amount from the issuing bank by supplying requirement of the document. In short, standby letter of credit is like this. This letter of credit like LC only, but there are no much documents. Only it gives the guarantee of the payment, but it stipulates, you don't supply me the, I don't want more document for it, but I am standing by the beneficiary, standing by the applicant, who is the issuer, and I am stating that if the beneficiary fails to perform certain obligations, then perhaps, or one party fails, another party can claim through this type of letter of credit. It is nothing but it is a guarantee. But in US, guarantee word, they are not recognizing. That is why they said, this is a guarantee. It is nothing but it is a standby. That is why it is a standby letter of credit has came into existence. Otherwise, all the features which are applicable to the guarantee are applicable here too. Standby letter of credit serves as a secondary payment mechanism, which means as long as the applicant keep its obligation, standby letter of credit is not expected to be utilized by the beneficiary. Means only I am committing that I will make the payment and I am issuing one standby letter of credit. But if I am not making the payment, the beneficiary may claim through this instrument, that is standby letter of credit, on my bank, and bank will have an obligation to make the payment to the claimant. Subsequently, he will recover from me. That is the beauty of the standby letter of credit. So, standby letter of credit have their own rules. This standby letter of credit can be issued under UCP 600 also, regulation, and also International Standby Practices 98. This is the regulation which was framed by ICC. Okay? So, international standby practices, publication number 590, or it may be uniform customs and practices for the documentary credit, publication number 600, UCP, which is called as UCP 600. Either of these regulations, the standby letter of credit can be issued. Thus, the standby letter of credit have the similar characters of that of demand guarantees, which are issued, and it is subject to uniform rules of demand guarantee also. Now, the parties to the standby letter of credit. Parties to the standby letter of credit. One is the applicant. Applicant means who requests to his bank to issue a standby letter of credit by providing certain securities, which is called as a collateral. Then the bank issue an instrument which is called a standby letter of credit, which is nothing but it is a commitment given by the issuing bank, that is applicant's bank. Second bank is a issuing bank. The second party is a issuing bank. This issuing bank is an applicant's bank, and that issues the standby letter of credit. Provided underlying documents are provided by the applicant. And third one is a beneficiary. Beneficiary in whose favor the standby letter of credit is issued is called as a beneficiary. Fourth party is advising bank, like LC. This standby letter of credit can be advised by the bank, who is located in the country of the beneficiary, and it may be the beneficiary's bank. This may accept the letter of credit on behalf of, standby letter of credit on behalf of beneficiary, and collect it on behalf of the beneficiary only. Next party is a confirming bank. If the bank issuing the standby letter of credit is a weak, okay, then in that case, the beneficiary may ask the applicant to instruct his bank to issue the standby letter of credit and ask them to add the confirmation from the bank which is of international repute, may be located in his country or third country. Having understood the parties, there are different types of standby letter of credit. One is a performance standby. One is performance standby. That means the guarantee how we are issuing is a performance guarantee, like that performance standby. This instrument is issued and supports an obligations to perform other than pay money, including the purpose of covering the losses arising out from the default by applicant in completion of underlying transaction. If there is a default happen in performing certain obligation, purpose for which the standby was issued, and there is a default by the applicant, then beneficiary is getting loss. So under these circumstances, beneficiary may claim on the bank who issues the standby letter of credit. Such is called as a performance standby. Second one is a commercial standby. Commercial standby is mostly used for the obligation of an applicant to pay the goods or services in the event of non-payment by the business debtor in respect of the payment of certain obligation. That time commercial standby is issued. Okay. Third one is a bid bond and tender standby. When standby supports for obligation of the applicant to execute a contract if applicant is awarded a bid. It is nothing but it is a bid bond guarantee. Nothing but it is a bid bond guarantee in simple terms. But bid bond standby. when tender is floated in the market, and for applying to the tender, there is a requirement of certain percentage of amount is required to be placed with the party who floated the tender, either in cash or by issuance of the guarantee or standby. Under such situation, this bid bond can be issued. If the contract is awarded, that bid bond will be converted into the performance guarantee or performance standby. Direct pay standby is another type of standby letter of credit. This serves the purpose and support the payment when due of an underlying payment obligation, typically in connection with the financial standby, without regard to the default. It means the standby also used for directly to pay in obligation where the only condition of the payment is that the passage of the terms and presentment of the payment. Only monetary benefit will covered under this. Okay? Now, insurance standby. The instrument, that is standby letter of credit, is insurance standby letter of credit will be issued or for the purpose of obligation to ensure to perform the contract. Okay, another type of standby letter of credit is advance payment standby means the instrument which supports an obligation to account for an advance payment made by the beneficiary to the applicant. For that purpose, like how we are issuing the advance payment guarantee, similar manner, advance payment standby letter of credit can also be issued. Now, coming down to another party, that is counter standby. This counter standby is nothing but this instrument supports the issuance of a separate standby or other underlying or other undertaking by the beneficiary of counter standby. Friends, with this, we have completed our discussion on minimum understanding of documentary credit and standby letter of credit, parties to it, types which are involved or issued, and subsequently we will move further to another chapter. Okay, that time we will see another features of the import trade. Till then, thank you very much.